Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three extremely kind and knowledgeable boys. Episode 115. Thank God for Mr. Bean. My name is Tommy Dassel.
Son of a bitch. You've stolen both of my catchphrases.
Also joining me is...
Ben Fennell. It's episode 115 and I'm going to vent my spleen.
Nice.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, man. It means doing a toot.
Oh, really?
Does it really?
Yeah.
Is the spleen connected what it meant to the asshole?
Mate, when you...
Well, he books it.
Very good.
Inside baseball.
That's a joke for about 12 of our listeners.
Very inside baseball. I like it.
Also, don't add him, bro. Don't add him.
Don't Twitter snitch us.
Speaking of Adam, it's Adam Knox.
Hey, that's my name. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2018.
T18.
Man, yeah. It feels different here in 2018, which we're currently in whilst recording this.
You're acting like you're in space.
Yeah. I imagine that in the time between now and when we record this in the new year, this is the new year.
God, that's confusing.
The planet will have blown up and we'll all be in space.
Okay, yes.
Cool, interesting.
Nice.
So we are doing this several weeks in advance.
Yes.
So look, you know, who knows? Who knows what could have happened?
True. True. We've had to cut out jokes we made about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And also ones we made about Donald Trump.
Well, the weird thing is we're recording this after an episode from several weeks ago now.
Yeah.
So the rhyming, the episode number, we might not even have done that for close to a month at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, I really don't reckon vent your spleen means doing a little toot.
I think it means...
What does it mean, like letting out anger?
Yeah, getting stuff off your chest. Like,
well, your spleen's not on your chest.
No.
Yeah, but it's like vent your spleen. I've never heard it used in that context.
Listeners, write in.
Let's Google
I've never heard it used because I'm not an 1830s chimney sweep.
Well,
so people
don't
speak like that anymore.
Some of us are.
Vent your spleen. Here we go. To vent one's spleen means to express one's anger.
Okay.
Usually in forceful terms and or at top volume.
So I've misunderstood that as a child and never looked into it.
Or yeah. You express your anger by farting at top volume.
I guess that is also valid.
Dad was an angry man.
Boy, did it smell.
Yes, so we are doing this episode, and let's say quite ambitious, we're doing our look ahead at the year of gaming in 2018.
Yep.
The year of gaming 2017, when we're recording this, isn't even really wrapped up yet.
No.
You know, everything could change in these next 3 weeks.
We're doing this because, like, we're all away at the time when we would have recorded this normally too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're being pretty...
I think people understand that Christmas is a time to spend with one's loved ones.
Exactly.
And not with one's podcast hosts.
Not with one's obligations.
People say the same thing about the 4th of January as well.
So who knows? I mean, we all may have gotten bored of this hobby at this point and, you know, decided that we don't want to do a podcast about games.
I know that we will have talked about this on another episode, but I would be surprised. This 2017 was possibly the best year in video games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is a weird thing. We literally are recording this before we've done our Game of the Year 2017. Yeah,
we're releasing these like Pulp Fiction style.
Yes.
Where we're all being really creepy while we direct it.
Yeah,
nice. Yep, nice. We all love feet.
Yeah,
love them.
We lot of the end bar.
What an oeuvre. What a list of things to be known for.
Yeah.
You know, in many ways, it doesn't matter how good any of his films are.
Yep.
That's all any of us know or care about Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
So, yeah, 2017, massive, massive year in gaming. I remember doing the version of this for for 2017 at the start of the year, and there was there was a lot to speculate on. We had the Switch coming out, which we kind of we were all pretty tepid on. I remember.
Yes,
we were all there was
very cautious.
There was a lot to be skeptical about.
Yeah.
And but also seemed like if it could potentially be a game changer.
Yeah.
But this year going in, it's like we I mean, I'm sure there's stuff coming up that Nox is in control of the list.
Yes. We I guess we talked about this a bit at E3 where it was like some of this stuff was announced a year ago.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that was announced a year ago isn't out yet, and it wasn't addressed. Like
in terms of releases, 2017 was great. In terms of like announcements and that sort of stuff, pretty wheel spinny.
Yeah.
In terms of like not real huge new stuff, which makes sense.
Yeah.
The amount of time between announcing something and releasing it has also gone down significantly over the years.
Yeah.
Yes. Same with the Switch. Like, who'd have thought at the start of 2017 we were pretty tepid on the Switch, and then we would talk about it and love it enough to the point where it would ruin the experience of listening to this podcast for many people.
Even people who have one and are really into it are sick of the positivity.
Shut up.
But you're right. I mean, there's not – it feels like this – I think – overall, I think they'll – I mean, there's always a lot of good stuff that comes out, but I think 2018 will be the year of potentially a lot of sleepers and a lot of stuff that is kind of, announced, you know, start of the year, first quarter of the year, and comes out a couple of months later that'll sneak up on us. But from a broader perspective, looking at it from here – It on initial glance doesn't seem like there's heaps.
Well,
but
I've got quite a long list here.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not just there's not a lot. It's just that the quality. It's hard to see how it could measure up to 2017. Yeah.
And but, maybe even the people like studios or
developers?
Publishers weren't talking so much about all of these games because they knew they had a fucking bunch of heavy hitters on their hands. Like
2018.
The number of 18.
We're just going to repeat
18? I just started saying 18s because that was a word Tommy didn't say and I had to finish it like a bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
I think I got that note at the end a little flat there. But the indies that came out last year, some of them were really like Hollow Knight and Owlboy, I remember, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Was surprising, and so there'll be a bunch of that stuff this year.
Yeah, sure.
That we don't know of yet.
Those games came out the year before. For like Firewatch, The Witness. I feel
right.
Yeah.
That was the start of 2016. I'm keen to hear this list. I'm keen to go through it.
But Tommy and I have not looked at this list.
No,
we have done no prep.
I've gone through and found
that's what I was going to say. 2017, arguably too good. An actual kind of a burden, especially if you're in a position of wanting to talk about as much stuff as possible.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kind of a burden to have to keep up with everything instead of just having something and that being it for 2 months.
There were three, four, maybe five games that came out that I would have played for the entire year. Could I dedicate that much time to them?
Easily,
there's stuff I missed out on
And
might have talked about last week in our Game of the Year thing if it weren't for the fact that I just literally didn't have time to play them. So this year seems – well, so I have a list here that I've organized in a pretty weird way by the order in which the first letter of the title of the game in what position in the alphabet that letter shows up.
Okay, but surely it's like you've then taken that and like measured against like the astrological signs or something like that to make it more easy to understand.
Number of syllables or something?
Not really,
no syllable consideration.
Like taken the number value of the letters and done some kind of
sum good.
Or something?
No, nothing like that. I've just basically, you know how the alphabet goes, A, B, C, D, and so on.
Also in the order of hottest letter to least hot letter.
You could imagine it like that. If it were set out like a heat map.
Right.
Yeah. Or do you mean in terms of
attractiveness? I mean like a fuck map.
No one's fucking said.
My sake, if we could go through the alphabet right now, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Well, it starts with A. Next up, you got your big boy B.
Okay.
Letter C comes next.
Yeah, let's slow it down.
Doom. 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 Who's that I hear walking up? Doom. Doom. Oh, it's D. Oh, E just drove past.
This is like a Sesame Street animation.
F is going pie in a helicopter.
Gone pie?
Gunk. G just jumped off of that building.
I can't believe this is still going.
H screamed. I can't believe it. He killed himself. G's dead. Joking. Anyway,
you got to Jay. You got halfway.
So
kill me.
Yeah, I went through and found as many as I could that seemed interesting. This isn't every game that's coming out this year, obviously, but yep. This is a bunch of games. We'll start with A Way Out. Now, I don't expect you to remember what that is.
Let me have a guess. Is that the cooperative Prison Break game?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was who was making that, but it was someone whose previous game I remember liking.
Yeah. And that was, when was that shown? Was that shown in the Sony E3?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds right. And yeah. It was the dude who looked a bit like very, very Mutton Chopsy or whatever, Elvis yeah. Presley guy and yep. the other one,
yep.
escaping prison, and it's designed to be played couch co-op.
Yes. Mm.
The yeah. entire way through this story-driven game.
Yep.
And it seemed, that sounds really fucking cool.
It's like the bits in Uncharted where you have two players and you're like giving each other boosts and stuff, but yeah. it's actually another
exactly.
person.
Yeah. That sounds really fun.
Brothers A Tale of Two Sons.
That's what that, right. yes. Yeah. Okay.
Is the other one.
And made. That was a similar concept where you were controlling two characters with two sticks, yeah. just right. on your own, like a fucking nerd. But now you can bring your one friend along, yeah. or in my case, my brother.
And you're not friends with your brother?
Yeah, we're
yeah.
pals.
Yeah. yeah.
Gotta say, 2017 was the year I started really getting into the couch co-ops.
Mm.
Got yeah. a lot of time for him.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
and this
yeah.
seems like a really cool take on that, where it's not just, not that I don't like it, but stuff like Overcooked or Death Squared or whatever, mm. where it's very short, simple little puzzles kind
yeah.
of
yeah.
This is a full, you know, full length story driven yeah, game.
It's purpose built for co-op. It's
and that
not just, yeah.
sounds really fun in this age of sitting down with your significant other or your brother
mm.
and watching an entire season of whatever.
Yeah.
This is that, but a game.
Yeah, I kind yeah. of, yeah, I have been thinking that where I've played the tiniest little bit of Mario Odyssey with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Where that has the co-op mode where the second person can
is the
control,
hat, right?
Yeah, they control
oh,
the hat.
Right. Mm.
And it's kind of good in the way that, like, the stakes for them are very low. So if you're with someone who kind of, you know, really knows what they're doing, you can just kind of breeze through
right.
and they can just kind of do whatever. But that said, they're kind of the second player is kind of so inconsequential
right.
that there's not really any point where they can sort of go and do stuff, but it's sort of I think it's kind of more designed for like a little kid to be able to sit next
right.
to you rather than like someone who the ideal thing would be someone who plays a bit less than you can still – like plays games a bit less than
right,
you can
yeah.
still kind of get their head around it. Like you don't need to be – you don't need to both be super great at it.
Yeah.
But there still kind of is a bit of a degree where if one of you's a fair bit better
yeah.
or a bit more versed in games
– they can take the lead.
Yeah, yeah. Which this well, seems like it's going to kind of be that.
Yeah, it looks like it's mainly based on just kind of moving and no real technical intricacies or like technical skill needed.
Right.
Yeah.
But it what it makes its bread and butter out of
is wheat
and milk.
And milk, yeah.
is
wow, like this sounds revolutionary.
Sounds like a regular
the story,
baker over
the
here.
The way they were putting it forward is that the story can branch out depending on your actions.
Right, okay.
And that
yeah.
sort of stuff. So
I don't know if I was that tapped into that side of this game. I just saw the mechanical, you know, platforming
yeah.
stuff and was like, that's pretty cool.
It seems sick.
Nice.
So A Way Out, moving on down to the second most fuckable letter in the, well, it's still A. Ace Combat 7.
Okay.
Now that's a PS4 game where you fly jets around.
Yeah, all right.
Very arcadey shooting the previous ones were. This
right.
one's got VR, which I think could okay. be really
ooh,
fucking fun.
Yeah.
And just a game of flying around shooting shit.
Yep.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to be really into flight simulators, or at least like fighter jet combat games.
Yeah, yeah.
F-15 on Windows
right.
was a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
yeah. But I haven't played one in like 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a game for you.
Okay.
It's called Ace Combat 7. It's coming to the PS4 this year.
Speaking
right.
of the VR thing sounds cool, and speaking of VR, the Doom VFR game came out, VFR came
yep.
out 5 weeks ago.
yes.
And I remember back then, just after it had come out, being very keen to have a go on the VR headset that we have.
Yeah.
And
what did you think of it after you played it?
I,
about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember now. What did I think of it? Because
look,
I remember...
Listeners, you just check that episode.
I was at Ben's house and I remember I took the VR home with me And then I downloaded it.
I made sure to remind you of it in case you forgot again.
Yeah. I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up. No, I brought it up at the time in order to get you to remind me to take it home with me.
Well, because then I was going to remind you that I probably wanted to get it from you before Christmas so I could take
it. Oh, and you did. You did. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
It's a shame that my dad walked down that flight of stairs with the VR helmet on and
I think I vaguely remember bringing up how annoyed I was that I'd packed it up and had it packed up for about 4 weeks. So I hadn't been using it myself, but had it at my house.
No, you're absolutely, your memory's spot on this one. And I remember that very distinctly because what I remember saying is, and I think this still stands today, that perhaps then it's on you to maybe, first of all, it's on you to kind of, hey, give me a bit of a reminder to take it. And also, it not that it is now, but I remember at the time being able to very clearly see it just sitting under a bench in your living room, taking up no room whatsoever.
I do remember that. I remember that day as well because you each gave me $50 after we were finished recording. And that was really strange, I thought at the time, but appreciated.
I literally did give you $50 before we started recording.
Ace Combat 7.
I wonder how interesting that was for the listeners.
Was or is?
Very good question.
Because I remember feeling, I hope that game's as fun as that.
So the next one is something I'm very interested to see.
Before we move on, are either of you guys interested in that game at all?
Yeah. Not really.
I'm going to play it.
Do you play them?
I played one of them on the PS1.
Right.
And it's been years, but like I would super be up for... I really enjoyed the flight sections in Battlefront 2, and it got me thinking about how there hasn't been like a Rogue Squadron or a something arcade flight shooter for a while, I'm super up for that again, especially with the VR element added in of looking around a cockpit.
Now, do you think that there's a possibility that that'll be actually linked to real fighter planes and will be like unknowingly drafted into like a technological army?
And Dexter's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
That'll be bad.
Dexter?
He was in that movie Gamer, Michael C. Hall.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the robot from Perfect Match.
That's what I would think of first if someone said Dexter.
I'm on a Michael C. Hall diet. I Michael C. food and I eat it.
Anthem is the next one. We're still on the NA. So a little less riffing.
Okay. A little
from
more.
Everybody, please.
BioWare?
Yes.
Yes.
Modern BioWare.
Okay, this one. Yeah. This one that got shown at E3.
Jetpack motherfucker,
Jetpack Destiny.
Right. Yeah.
It looked pretty, but also like they'd faked that demo together.
Yeah.
The concept of it being Destiny has gotten less appealing to me after 2, honestly, but probably more appealing to you, maybe.
Conceptually, I'm still not into this game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like such a Me Too premise,
right,
but I can't imagine it being that not Me Too of a game.
It seemed like, kind of a bit dull. Everything we saw.
Yeah.
And that weird lame like actor driven play demo thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
They did that thing of like, well, let's get in there and see what kind of items this person has, rather than being like, we've done this 4 times before. I'm hoping for this one. Ah, fuck, I didn't get it. This game's bullshit. They just want you to pay money for the microtransactions.
Yeah. Or literally someone being silent and then going, the quest's over there.
Where are we going, guys?
That was very good. Yeah. Initially, I thought it was spaghetti.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see more about that because I can see that game either being pretty uninspired or pretty fucked with microtransaction-y stuff possibly
unnecessary grinding.
Yeah, exactly. And modern BioWare, I don't know how much weight that name holds anymore.
When
really
was the last time they
Mass
released
Effect,
a good
Andromeda?
No, when was the last time they released a good game?
Mass Effect Andromeda? No.
Would it have been 3?
I guess. People like Dragon Age Inquisition, I guess.
I didn't, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's. You could argue it's been since Mass Effect 2, pretty happily.
Sure.
That'll be interesting. Now, the next one comes with a bit of a pedigree as well, especially for you, Ben, I would say. Biomutant, which, do you remember that trailer with the little raccoon thing that had a bit of a sword or a gun? And he was jumping around. And it's like a platforming shooter thing. It's developed by the people who made Just Cause and Mad Max.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And they split into off and made their own studio.
Right.
A bit of a sword or a gun.
I don't remember if it was a sword or a gun. But he was a raccoon or something.
You'd be a terrible eyewitness.
So there was some sort of an animal holding some sort of a
weapon.
You
don't even know if it's definitely a raccoon or not.
No.
So this could be a fucking... This could be a fucking turtle with a cat of nine tails for all we know.
It wasn't a turtle, definitely. But he was standing up and talking. So
that's one animal off the list. Budgerigar.
Squirrel. One of the least easy to identify things about an animal is when it stands up and talks, you're like, what fucking type of animal is that?
Man, I've always said that.
It talks, so you can just ask it.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, he's not here right now. He's a biomutant.
I don't think I've ever heard of this game, I have to say.
There's a trailer for it that went up in sort of August or something, or maybe July. Maybe it was around E3.
Right.
Or was it a gun?
But yeah, it's sort of a platformer action thing made by those guys. So could be cool.
Yeah. I am a big fan of that studio.
Yeah.
Or those guys. Yeah.
Fan of New Mutants. Studio now.
Oh, yeah.
Same people. Speaking of new studio, same people, the people who made Castlevania Symphony of the Night are releasing Bloodstained Ritual of the Night this year, allegedly. That was a Kickstarted thing. It's basically a sequel to Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Right.
Have any of us ever played that?
I've
never played any Castlevanias.
Right.
Yeah.
I've specifically never played Symphony of the Night. I tried a couple of the other ones. People love that game years later.
PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
That's the one that people really go berserk for, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, right. And so they're making a spiritual successor to that.
Mm.
Could be cool. It's a Kickstarter thing. The last one that was similar to this was Mighty No. 9, which people hated.
Yeah, I was about
to say. What about Ukulele?
Kickstarted spiritual successes.
No.
Not a great track record so far.
No.
It's kind of the flawed dream of Kickstarter where it's like, cool, now we just get all the stuff that we've always wanted because it's people are free of the shackles and it's like there's kind of yet to be one where it's like, this has just scratched the nostalgia itch in every way and didn't we stick it to the big studios by funding this ourselves?
It just keeps reinforcing the idea that maybe a studio structure is beneficial to games development.
Oh, you'd
maybe
be
they
up
kicked
there.
Them out for a reason.
Yeah.
You'd be up there in the ivory towers just going, see, we tried to tell you what you like and you don't listen to us.
Yeah.
Pay me $2.99 to hear the rest of that fucking thing. It's probably still funny on the 4th of January. Crackdown 3, still,
yeah.
That fucking game, I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying, was announced before the Xbox One launched.
Right.
And now, what, fucking 5 years later?
Yeah.
At least 4 years later.
Yeah.
It's still not out, and we haven't seen much of it.
Xbox One and PS4, same year.
Yeah.
I think they'll be both turning 5 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell.
And it's... I've seen more of Terry Crews dressed in a costume spruiking that game than I've seen footage of that
game. Maybe this is the game.
Maybe. Hey, if it's just Terry Crews going like, good purchasing decision.
No. Us speculating about Terry Crews is the game.
Oh, my God.
The great creator himself is looking down on us, just twiddling the knobs.
Oy, meta. I barely know her. Darksiders 3.
Is that the one where... It's like demons and you're like an angel and you run around shooting stuff or something? Or am I thinking of
it
that?
It was funny when I would have said the gun or a sword thing before.
Yeah, it's
someone
great.
Doesn't know what they're talking
it's
about.
Now that you're
funny.
On the other side, I get it. When it happens to me on this show, nothing makes me more angry when you get pulled up on one little thing that you said.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you get to watch someone else do it.
It's a bit of fun.
It's great.
But
ham
in your,
sandwich.
You're close, though.
No, leave me alone.
You're pretty close. You're like a horseman of the apocalypse.
Right.
And there were meant to be 4 originally, but they did 2 and ended up, it looked like it was dead.
Right.
And now they're like, but we're doing 3 again for some reason.
Right.
So it was pretty... I played the first one and kind of liked it. It was like a beat 'em up cross with Zelda.
Yeah. I think I maybe played the second one.
Right.
And just played the start and I don't know, wasn't into that style of gameplay.
Sure.
But yeah.
Pretty dopey story, but quite fun. And I'm happy to see something. I always get bothered when something goes, we're going to make 5 of these, and then they make 2,
right,
and it's gone.
Yeah, especially when it comes to hamburgers.
Oh, man. Whenever they make me fewer than 5 hamburgers, I'm livid.
So what happens?
I don't have the energy to yell at them.
I don't know
why.
They
bring him out 2 and then they cut him off?
Well, no, yeah, maybe they're like, hey, we're going to make 5 hamburgers.
No, it'd be me only being able to pay for 2 or something. Probably.
Okay, that's more reasonable.
Yeah, which, by the way, if they're good hamburgers, that's like you know.
Now, you know what?
And if we're going to give you $50 each after, I mean, yeah. if we back when we gave you $50 each, to hear that you just went and spent them on hamburgers is pretty disturbing, I have to say.
The first food
Don't censor me.
The first food item that I was going to say was scones, because it kind of makes more sense numbers-wise. You might get peckish enough to have 5 scones.
5 is still...
I reckon 5 is the average number of scones.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, in a meal.
Afternoon
if you're really
tea,
hungry.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I just wouldn't eat 1 scone, so 5
that's
is
why
absurd.
That's
me.
Why I changed it to hamburgers.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they're too big. What
no,
have
no,
I done?
No, no, I eat hamburgers by...
the half dozen?
Yeah.
Got to say, haven't had a scone for ages.
Neither.
A good old Devonshire tea.
Oh,
bit
baby.
Of jam and cream in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Real
I had a scone
good stuff.
On Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, Tuesday scone.
Wait,
Death Stranding is the next one.
Has a lot in common with that last joke you said. No one knows what the fuck it is.
Death Stranding's the Kojima one, the Hideo Kojima thing.
Oh, yes.
Guillermo del Toro
yep.
is also in some way.
Mads Mikkelsen
Mads
is in
Mikkelsen
it.
Mads Mikkelsen is in it.
Yep.
I don't actually think that'll come out this year.
Nah.
No. Is it slated to be?
Well, according to some people.
Right. According to Kojima?
Well, so they were at the Game Awards a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Probably with another trailer to this, but I didn't watch the Game Awards back when it happened.
Are you sure? Because I think we might have spoken about it on an episode previous
it
to this one.
It may contradict something I've said in the past, but new year, new attitude. And my new attitude, always lie. Keep them guessing about what I've done.
This is a great holiday I'm on right now. January 4th, just loving it. On the beach in Ibiza, just going off.
Me sitting there with 10 hamburgers to treat myself. I'm going to have
now.
Double.
Wow.
You might get a double Whopper. I get double the amount of Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
So, assuming this game does come out this year,
yeah.
What are we thinking? What are we all looking forward to it, yeah?
I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing more of what it is. I would be okay with it never coming out, and all we see is just weird trailers of it for the rest of eternity.
Just
that would
once,
be kind of cool.
Once a year, like a baby cries in a strange situation.
Yeah, I'm into that. That's kind of revolutionary.
Yeah.
That's a different type of game.
I got to say, I love Kojima's aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I haven't loved the Metal Gear Solid games. So I'm really excited to play something that, is kind of outside of that realm but still within his kind of style and aesthetic.
Totally.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
It seems like it'll just be weird third-person action. Like, I can't see it being too different to Metal Gear. I don't know why it would be in terms of just, like, what it looks like, and it just seems like it's going to be a weird, fucked-up, apocalyptic-y future kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really what Metal Gear was. Metal Gear
but
was
I mean
like,
in terms of well I mean in terms of how it plays.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think maybe that's I want to get in on the ground floor of something, not have to struggle to understand all the Metal Gear
that's
mythos.
True. Metal Gear had so much baggage attached to it that having it completely divorced from that will be cool.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So even in terms of the gameplay of all the Metal Gear games, it had leftover weird things about it
that
it probably wouldn't have if they'd have started with a fresh slate.
Yeah,
which
totally.
They are now. So I'm keen to see what happens with that, as well as with Detroit Become Human.
Mm. I'm less keen.
I'm keen to see it in the same way I'm keen to see, like, when somebody's walking on stilts, have them fall over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they are walking on some fucking stilts with that game.
Yeah.
Every single thing I've seen about that seems like the most heavy fucking handed.
Yeah.
Just brutally thinks it's clever type of game. Have you seen much of that?
No. You're going to have to refresh me.
Okay, so it's David Cage who did Heavy Rain and all of those ones.
Yeah.
And it's the, like, androids are, like, workers and servants and stuff, and they're rising up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, like, it's kind of a hacky, lame, you know, like, first year uni creative essay kind of story. Combined with the gameplay of this guy's previous games, which are horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, move awkwardly around this shitty space and hold a button when it says to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they look not, and for what they are, I think they're interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's no merit to any of those games.
Sure, and Heavy Rain specifically, like it had a really good aesthetic and style and interesting story. I didn't play more than about 4 hours of it, though, because it was just a shit heap to play.
Yeah. It fucking falls apart at the end is the crazy thing. Right. Like, that game is essentially all its story.
Right.
And it has enormous holes that show up right. and loose threads that right. just, it's fucking crazy how poorly made in weird aspects each of those games is.
Yeah, right. Well, so what else has he made apart from Heavy Rain?
Beyond Two Souls with okay. Ellen Page.
Right, no, I
and,
didn't play
And Fahrenheit. Which oh. was also called Indigo Prophecy.
Right.
And I
right.
played that one, and that had the same issues where it was like,
right.
at some point, it just took a stupid fucking turn. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing the dumb turn that all the humans in this are actually aliens and the androids are humans
yeah,
or whatever
right.
bullshit thing that it does for no reason.
If you've called that, that will be amazing. Let's note that down.
Days Gone is the next one. That is the zombies, lots of zombies game.
Last yeah. of Us kind
You're a
of clone.
Motorbike man.
Yeah, yeah, I think this looks good based on what we saw of it at E3.
Yep.
Who knows if it's doing enough different for anyone to give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I can see this being maybe like a bit of a sleeper.
Totally.
Sleeper hit.
And falling in this year where maybe there's not going to be a bunch yeah. of blockbusters that are similar to it.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
could be, yeah.
I think it looks cool.
Timing.
Like it
really set my mediocre game senses tingling.
Right.
There was just something about the way they demoed it that made it look like this will play a little just, eh.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it's zombies and stuff we've seen time and time again, yeah. but the inclusion of being a bikey dude is just enough to make me go, okay, that's it. That could be really interesting.
But that's yeah. so like zombies, and this time in Paris. You
yeah,
know, like,
fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
yeah. Zombies in Paris would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is an element of, yeah, if it's open world with vehicle, you know, movement and stuff like that.
Mm.
And just an interesting story. I kind of thought the latest trailer was a bit more interesting than certainly more interesting than the previous one.
Yeah.
It just was like, oh, maybe this is enough for me to get into this.
Yeah. I'm willing to stay open-minded about it, but I have just like a bit of a grim feeling about that.
It'll depend on the time of year that it's in as well, but yeah. I can definitely see yeah. it being
I don't like zombies in June. I've always said yeah. that. In June, I'm not happy to watch anything to do with zombies.
I'm looking forward to Christmas in July. That's what I'm focused on.
They put up the zombie decorations earlier every year, and I hate it. Keeping on the D theme.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Hell yeah.
That's
yeah.
coming out in like 3 weeks
Hell
or something.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a special edition in JB Hi-Fi.
Little Goku action figure boy
Fuck
or statue.
Yeah, figurine thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm really tempted to get that.
Yeah. That game seems I really like with that they focused on making all the characters from the old series. There's a new series, Super,
right.
has a bunch of new characters I don't fucking know.
Yep. Yep.
And there are very few characters from that in it, which I'm stoked
yeah.
about.
Yeah. It's a game cool. for people of our age, I
yeah.
think.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Big weebos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that has a cool story mode.
Yep.
Is the one thing that I would like out of it, but either way, it looks
I mean,
so
it'd
good.
Be cool if the show had a good story mode. Like, that's a lot to ask yeah, of yeah. Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball.
Exactly. I guess I don't want a good one. I want a Dragon Ball-y one.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I want just when I hit story mode, I hit cross on that. Just have every character go, oh, and then end it. Roll yeah. credits and I'm good.
yeah.
One of them has to scream for longer.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the end of the story mode, I have to go to school a little bit earlier than the end of the episode.
yes.
That'd be perfect.
Yes.
Far Cry 5.
What's there to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a lot.
Interested, and it's pretty soon. It's the Gen 26th.
Maybe it's February, actually. I think it's in February.
No, it's Jan.
27th.
I'm sure it's Jan.
I'm positive it's February.
Okay.
I think it's July.
Uh-oh.
It's a Christmas game.
Uh-oh.
Just after Zombiemas.
The commitment. Go on. Hit Google.
Are you
knock yourself
yeah.
out.
Whoop. Do you want to know when Far Cry 4 came out?
I'm so confident in this.
Okay.
Okay. When do you think it's out?
I think it's either Jan 25 or Jan 26.
What would you say if I told you 27th of February?
I'd say you've just made that up in order to suit your own answer.
Yeah. I called bloody Arthur Google earlier.
That says
and got
January.
Him to change his website.
That
it says
January.
February.
Listeners can't see. That says January. Why would I bother lying
look.
When anyone can just look it up themselves?
It does say 27th of February.
I could have sworn it was January.
Maybe it was pushed.
Either way,
it may have been pushed.
Far Cry 5 is a pretty known quantity, I feel like.
Yes, sort of it's just the specifics of the politics, which we will find out when
and hopefully they do something a bit fresher for people who've played 3 and 4 us.
3
like,
and 4, pretty much the same game with a different skin. So, if it's changed up a little bit.
I mean, the first big one of the year, I guess.
Monster Hunter. Well, we'll get it to a couple of others. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball's come out before that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited. I've never played a Far Cry, so that's probably the first big one of the year that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. On the 27th of February.
Well, I'll see if I can get it. Hopefully it breaks street date on the 25th of January. Just sitting out the back of JB for a full month.
But I hope that it is a little different to the other ones and doesn't fall into a trap of being the same game again and again. God of War, that's coming out as well.
I love a Nox segue where it's like, I've thought of one thing, I'm going to build right up to it.
And his face lights up and he's like, now this is my audition into Mensa. Here I am.
No, I think of it more like
you're a genius.
I don't want to say Wile E. Coyote because it's not him. Who's that guy who rode motorbikes? Did motorbike jumps.
Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel. You could see why I was thinking of Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
And same the sort of thing, really.
Yeah. And so the syllables and the references of the buses that you're just leaping over.
And
on
it's
your
him
little.
More like waving to the crowd beforehand.
Oh, God.
All that sort of stuff. And then the fireworks come out the back of the motorbike and he does the best trick.
And he breaks both his legs.
Next time we do a live show, please get an Evel Knievel jumpsuit and do it.
Yes.
All right, that will definitely be cheap enough for me to do. God of War is coming out.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it looks cool.
And to be it looks like a reinvention of that in a way that they really needed to do.
Yep. It has heavy rebooted Tomb Raider vibes, but I really like those games. So.
Yeah.
And the action looks a little more fun to me from what we've seen. I hope that the kid isn't too sassy in it.
Okay. Now,
kids should be seen and not heard.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how sassy should the kid be?
I'll give him up to.
But compare it to another famous sassy kid that we might know.
Okay. Bart Simpson, perhaps.
So say Bart Simpson is sassy. A sassy 10. All right. Is he?
Yep.
Who would be a sassy? What? Like, who's the most down kid?
Oh, the most Wednesday Adams.
Or that kid from Pay It Forward.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty upset. Who
was that? Was that Haley Joel Osment?
I think it was Haley Joel Osment. Oh, yeah. Sixth Sense kid. He's not happy. Yeah. He's not sassing back any of the girls.
Sure.
And then somewhere in the middle, I reckon at like a 7, you've got Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister's a fucking dead. He's prop sassy.
But he's not.
But he's sassy.
Yeah,
you think it's not sassy to put a bunch of Hot Wheels on the floor?
But
he's just
keep the change, you filthy animal.
But he's surviving. He's surviving because the reason he gets left behind in the first place is because no one, you know, he blends into the pack. He's so unsassy.
Well, okay, so early Kevin McAllister would be a 4.
Yeah, Kevin McAllister with his family, he's a little runt of the litter there.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Okay. So you're saying at the start of the movie he's a 4, but then the experience changes him.
Totally.
It's really about a boy coming out of his shell, isn't
it? That's right.
It's Black Swan.
I'm going to say 4 points more sassy.
I want the opposite of that to happen with this game.
Right.
I want him to start sassy. Hey, look, I think the world's fine. But then he's got a war, dad dies.
Right.
And he becomes the main character.
The start of the game, he's leaving a few matchbox cars on the floor.
Yeah.
End of the game, he's pissing his pants in his sleep.
He's knocking over, like throwing paint cans into those Medusa's heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he pisses his pants.
Someone pisses their pants.
Did you just also make another bold prediction that God of War, Kratos is going to die and his son's going to be the main character?
Yeah. Red Dead.
Okay.
Case closed. Yeah. I just said another thing where that happens.
Yeah.
Jurassic World Evolution.
This is the SimCity Jurassic Park game. Yeah.
Don't know heaps about that, but just the concept is enough for me to have that on my watch list.
Yep, absolutely.
Much like
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. He's not on any watch lists anymore.
No.
I'm sure there's some people out there who have him on a watch list.
Yeah.
Who are convinced he's not dead.
Paul McCartney's dead, but Osama bin Laden's not.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking forward to that game a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky Route Zero TV Edition. So this is an adventure game series that the fifth act of it is coming out next year. There's been 4.
I've never
played any of them, but I hear fucking great things about all of them.
I've heard this talked about before.
So there's a version TV edition, they're calling it, but it's coming out on the Switch as well,
right,
which is the one that I'm looking at maybe getting.
And are they all on the PC?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And so they're coming to PS4, Xbox, and Switch.
Okay, right.
Right, and this is all the previous...
All of them together. All yeah, of them cool. packed
that
up
sounds
together.
Cool.
Yeah, nice.
It's about like a trucker who drives through hell or something Ooh. To deliver his last package.
Nice.
Which, that's a good setup.
Yeah. That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
I've been keen to play Thimbleweed Park on the Switch
Same,
as well, by
right.
the way.
Yeah.
Night in the Woods as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is the next one. It's a sequel to a series none of us have ever played.
Yeah, is it? And I've been very keen to go in on those games for a long time because it looks they're doing a lot of stuff that looks like it's extremely my bag.
Yeah.
Will this actually come out? Because is this one of those ones that's been kind of delayed for a long time? What do you think the chances are of this
for
actually
years.
Happening?
Years.
Right.
But it's got to come out sometime, I guess.
Yep. And I think we all...
That's what they said about my kidney stones, though, and I'm still in a lot of pain.
I think we all have said that we've wanted to play the previous ones,
yeah,
and we haven't, and I think we're just all going to go in at 3 and hope we get what's going on.
I think that's probably that's a big chance.
A huge mistake from what I know of that series,
right. Yeah,
that it's fucking loopy.
Right.
But, or maybe even a little goofy.
We knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah. That one was...
Like my kidney stones, you know, at some point I'm going to go to that toilet, you're going to hear a ding, ding,
and it's going to be really painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Working title.
Yeah.
Yeah, they showed that off at E3 or in the Nintendo Direct at E3.
Yeah.
You know, it looks very simple, but looks fun. I've always liked Kirby. You know, we can talk a bit more about Nintendo at the end.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't, you know, what we know at this point that they're bringing out.
Well, so this is...
Boy, I hope that's not it.
Yeah.
But I think potentially is a bit of a... You know, if they were pacing it the same way as they did this year, if this took up the Splatoon 2 space of the year, kind of a bit of an in-between in the bigger stuff, I'd be into it.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
It looks fun.
And we will talk about that a bit more because
you'll
notice as we finish off this list how many times I've said a Nintendo property.
Just for the record, and this is very serious.
Yeah.
I've never been into Kirby.
Mm.
Oh!
I know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't properly played one in ages, but again, this is around. It's on the Switch. It seems like it'll be a good time kill. And the little bits they've showed off where you can do some 4-player crazy stuff, seems like there's a lot of the abilities and stuff.
Mm.
Kirby's one of those franchises that's a bit of a mixed bag in terms of critical response.
Right.
You know, some of them come out and people, I think the last main platformer that came out was a 3DS one called Planet Robot that people really liked, even though it was a bit short. But it'll be interesting to see how they treat it, whether they kind of lean a bit more into it being on the shorter handheldy side or whether it's a bit more robust.
If they're going, hey, it's one of our characters that's coming out this year, we gotta make this a big one.
Yeah, there's egg on our faces when it's Kirby Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Or Kirby Suck In of the Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, nice.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd call it that. A little bit goofy.
Christ.
Marvel's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Me too now.
Yeah.
I was really trepidatious at first.
I thought
it just looked like a pretty middling action game.
And you had a conspiracy theory that the trailer was like purpose-built to make it seem more exciting than the game actually is.
And I still have that a little bit with that trailer.
Right.
But I think, I don't know, something about that more recent trailer made me come around to it in a way.
Yeah, right.
I think it's still trepidatious.
Right.
I think it's going to be good in spite of the fact that I've seen nothing.
Man.
Oh, God.
I just got bitten by a radioactive shit joke.
I've been Harry Osborn again. That joke was so good.
Oh, man. I'm
Hobgoblin.
I'm Hobgoblin up these jokes.
My Uncle Comedy just got shot in the street.
You're the kingpin.
I think
Venom.
I think it looks.
I barely know him.
I think it's going to be good. In spite of the fact that I have not nothing that I've seen about it has made me think that.
Right.
But it's also it's a Spider-Man action game.
Yeah.
It's just going to be good.
Yep.
That's extremely optimistic.
Even though
nothing I've seen about this suggests this, but here we go with Daddy rolling the dice again.
How could it not be? It's not that what I've seen I think looks bad. It just hasn't won me. It's just the bits that they've shown. It's like you've just shown us a big cutscene. Like that doesn't sell me on any of what's actually there.
Weirdly, it was the more recent one where they showed cutscenes and they showed the story elements, and it was him being Peter Parker in high school that made me go like, oh, I think they're doing an angle with this that I can get behind.
Right.
So
you've been to high school.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been a Spider-Man too. Oh, fuck. Whoops. Oh, did no.
You liked Spider-Man Homecoming as well, yeah?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, cool.
I like
I'm going to watch it tonight, probably.
I'm of the age, which I think you're of this age too, where Spider-Man is the original superhero in my mind.
No, I'm a Batman guy. Oh. I'm Batman 89.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because the first Batman I would have seen would have been either Batman Forever or Batman and Robin.
Right.
So I was never really super Batman boy until the Nolan ones. Yeah. So Spider-Man, the original, or the 2001 one, whenever that was.
But you said to Ben before, you're my age, and you know that's not true.
Yeah. The age, I meant. Well, this generation.
I guess I'm, two years
yeah,
old?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is enough for me to be a Batman guy, I think.
Yeah, I guess in many ways, I'm 31.
MechWarrior 5 is the next one. Have you ever played any of the MechWarrior games?
Yes, I loved them. Yeah. I played a lot of them. There was a period of time where they were the only games I played.
And it's been a big ass gap since the last one, like 15 years or more.
Much like the Grand Canyon.
That's very good, that Tommy.
Who says the spark goes out when you turn 31? Hey, still got it. Still as hip as ever.
That's funny. I bloody jump over that joke because I'm a evil Knievel.
That's very good too.
Yeah, that little bit of a clip that they showed at like E3 or whatever.
Yeah, where it's coming out of the hangar.
Yeah,
yeah.
Looked real pretty, made me go like, fuck yeah, MechWarrior.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get like a big ass fucking joystick.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
To play that with.
One of those seats that vibrates while you play.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'd be keen to see more of that. Also, if it's coming to consoles, that'd be cool.
Yep. Yeah.
But even just a PC version, I'm glad.
Can I say quickly, all the rumble technology that we have now in controllers, nothing for me ruins the immersion of a controller rumbling in your hand than if there's something a bit loose and you can kind of hear the vibrate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, when you can hear the when you can just hear with the Switch. Sometimes some games where it vibrates too much and it's in handheld mode, you can hear it just going and it's like, well, this has taken me out of it.
Yeah,
this
totally.
Is not immersive at all.
I'm fucking around with a toy.
Yeah. You know what does it really badly is Golf Story. I don't know that the console has to be jolted out of my hands when the fucking ball goes into a sand trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The loading screen of Golf Story.
Yes.
Really?
It's the
Has
most...
Rumble? I still haven't played
Golf
Story.
Yeah, it's the most like insane rumble I've seen in any game, honestly.
What about the WWE Royal Rumble?
Never seen it.
Pretty crazy rumble. Metal Gear Survive.
Now, that's is that the zombie one?
Yes.
Alternate dimension thing?
The one that looks like a fucking kind of badly made mod for that game.
Yeah.
That's coming out relatively soon. I'm interested.
Relative to what?
Relative to the current time.
Okay.
And I'm interested to see how it turns out, but I'm not optimistic at all about that game.
I'm not interested or optimistic.
Yeah. It feels like this got announced. Was this a one from E3 in 2016?
Would have been.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about it.
It's a weird fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I wish.
I remember looking at the trailer and going, this could just be anything. Like, this doesn't need the Metal Gear.
So it's coming out for like a budget price.
Mm. Right.
I can't remember exactly how much, but for cheaper than a full price game.
Yeah.
So they know they fucked up.
Yeah, right. It's super short. And
It's a short cash grab, I think.
Totally.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
This could be fun, but
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably going to get it to talk about it on this. Yeah. So I'll take that bullet.
Yep.
What a boast.
Speaking of bullets, Metro Exodus. Bullets in it. It's a shooter.
This looks really good.
Yeah.
This looks, the trailer for that, which I've dipped into the Metro games. I've never played any of them all the way through, but I know they're based on books and I know that
are they Russian?
Are quite good. Yes.
Okay.
And
they better slow down. Oh, I genuinely had a good time saying that. I enjoy myself.
But this looks like visually, it looks great. Really detailed, really interesting world.
Do you remember this one from E3? It's the guy comes out of the basement or whatever, gets attacked by like a radioactive bear in the apocalypse.
Oh, yes. This did look cool.
Yeah.
The other two were really well received. I never really played them myself.
I gave one of them a good go and it is very much like Fallout, but if there were mutants, well, I guess there are mutants in Fallout.
Yeah.
But like creature-y
and very survival-y kind of more tense and dark and alien isolation-ish almost.
Yeah.
I'm keen to have a look at that too, as well as Metroid Prime 4, which again, I don't think will come out this year.
Yeah. That's bold to think it will come out. But
Nintendo's been weird with their just like, hey, here's a game, and now it's out in 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we learnt about... Well, I mean, yeah, we learnt about Mario Odyssey in January.
March, it would have been. Oh, wait, no.
No, January was in the...
January, and then it was announced for that year, so it could, just because we haven't seen anything of it doesn't mean it's not pretty far along. But
I think
we can
it's
get
probably not pretty far along though.
But yeah, we can get to that at the end.
Sure.
Yep. In the yeah.
But there's literally nothing to know about the game yet. So
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World is coming out soon on the 26th.
You're stoked for this?
I'm really looking forward to it.
The
26th,
hey?
I played a...
Are you sure it's not February the 27th?
I'm 100% sure it's January the 26th.
Well, okay. I reckon it's February the 27th.
Google it, motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to Google it right now.
You're going to be down two hands.
I would have played a demo of that was up on the weekend of the 10th of December.
Right.
Don't remember what I thought about it.
I don't either, but I'm also quite excited for this game.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Looks cool.
I played some of it at PAX as well, it's just like... It's real straightforward, kind of just fucking kill these monsters, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
26th of January, 2018. Fuck it. Oh, no, that's what you said. Yeah.
Well, that's egg on my face, and I love eggs, so I'm glad.
I'm just lapping it up. Yummy.
Yeah, it just looks like a lot more of an accessible... I've always been kind of interested in those games, but there's just been a little bit of a barrier.
Yeah.
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 And this one looks like a cool entry point. We'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Again, we'll leave this to the end, but Pokemon for Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Psychonauts 2.
Never played the original.
Yeah, me either, but people love that game, right?
Mm. People love it.
This is a big deal. Is this big old Tim Schafer?
Yeah,
and he's
kick-started this.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it's bound to be great.
Yeah.
A sequel? Revived?
It's a spiritual successor.
Yeah, fuck.
I played some of the first one and didn't honestly really like it very much.
Okay.
Is it an adventure game?
It's a platformer.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I wonder if I'd give it a go again soon now.
I wonder if it is actually good or whether it's just a bit of... I think people just love that guy and there's a bit of anything he touches people are just into. Like,
there wasn't anything with that weird sort of sense of humor and stuff back then as well, because there weren't really indie games or anything.
Yeah, right.
So it stood out a lot more than I think it might have if it came out last
year. That's an interesting point. Like, a lot of his stuff is kind of indie game ethos from back before that time. Yeah.
Totally.
Never kind of thought of it.
Was
like
he
that.
Brutal Legend?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was like
Monkey Island originally and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, him and someone else whose name I forget, but
Grim Fandango.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That was his name. Yeah. The guy from Monkey Island.
I guess I've never been really into any of his games then.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Full throttle.
Sam Max.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Not that one. He wasn't involved with it at all.
I was gonna say I loved Red Dead Redemption.
Man, I'm fucking stoked. This is the game I'm looking forward to the most this year, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to make a bold prediction and say it will be my game of the year.
Whoa.
Huge.
There's really nothing else.
I think I'm going to like the next Scorsese movie.
The Irishman, it's a Netflix movie. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah. De Niro's back together with Scorsese. That's how I pronounce it.
That's funny and clever. Red Dead Redemption 2. I kind of don't need to see any more of that or anything.
Yeah, Ben, are you still skeptical that it's actually going to come out this year?
No, I think it'll come out.
You do?
March or whenever they said May, whenever it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess even if it gets delayed for months, it's still...
It'll be September or something. Right?
The
back end, yeah.
And that could happen, but I think it'll be this year and it's just a waiting game to play it now.
It's same boat for me as Far Cry 5. It'll be my first time going in on this franchise I've heard a lot of good stuff about the previous entries. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Good thing with both of them as well is they don't seem to be particularly connected to any of the others.
No.
So you should be fine just jumping into this one.
Yeah. Yep.
Or saddling up.
Very good.
You might even say a little bit goofy. Sea of Thieves.
Oh, God, Evel Knievel. He's just... The motorbike went down. He just crashed into those buses.
We've seen him go through the loop 5 times, but it's still good. Sea of Thieves is the next one. That's the Rareware pirate one. I still don't really know. That's whether you put your thumbs up as you said. As you did that.
No, don't misrepresent me.
Yeah, I'm not really stoked on this either, but I want to... figure out what it actually is.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have a firm grasp on what they intend for you to do in this game.
Yeah. Yes.
Because so, what if... If it is what it seems to be, which is get seven friends together and
fuck about,
awkwardly pilot a ship through the ocean, it doesn't seem to match up with how anyone plays games at the moment. Yeah,
I would fucking hate to do that.
Yeah.
That said, the games that you have loved the most this year have been the stuff that on paper people go, how could anyone find this enjoyable?
Yeah, I guess. but also... I have never been into multiplayer games.
Yeah,
so.
But if there's a way to not... I mean, yeah, given how much you love No Man's Sky, I can see you frothing it just sailing around the open seas like a little fuck.
If that's what the game is, then yes, I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the impression that's what the game is necessarily. Like, it's a weird one, but I'm interested. It seems like they're doing something that they think is pretty unique and special.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what that is.
Yeah, and it would be cool if Rare were back.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't had like a, for you know, of our generation, like one of the biggest studios of that time.
Yeah. I mean, you're 31, so I don't really know what it was like.
We're the same age.
Yeah.
It would be great to see them get back with the runs on the board, but it doesn't seem, because the other thing is it's like people hold this attachment to a studio like that, but it's like, it's all different people in there now. Yeah. Like,
that's
it's not
the
same people.
That's one
that
of the very
Banjo-Kazooie.
Very few ones here I've written, it's by this team of people.
Yeah.
And it's Rare, but what does Rare mean anyway?
Yeah. And like, I guess it visually it looks fun. If it turns out to have a large single player component, then I actually would probably love it. But
a good enough multiplayer thing that like Battlegrounds or something like that, it can hook someone who's not traditionally multiplayer focused in.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Colossus, but prettier.
So it's just the HD remaster.
Yep. But that's a good game, and if you've never played it, I would go and play it.
Yeah, sure.
There's, you know, not much to say about that.
Yep.
Shenmue 3, the bad voice acting simulator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This thing that, kind of came out of nowhere a little bit.
A few years ago,
right.
Like 2014 or something. It was the Final Fantasy VII remake. And this that they announced at that Sony E3.
Right.
Went like, we got him.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, fuck yeah. And now years later, they're like, fuck where?
Yeah.
So,
No
attachment to Shenmue.
Nah.
Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's another one of those ones where they're going to finish off a thing they said they'd finish off. So I'm into it.
Yeah.
But only for that. State of Decay 2.
I played a bit of the first one.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a cool idea. It's I guess like a Destiny, or is it? I think it was like kind of persistent multiplayer co-op zombie weird stuff.
There was
some
element of that, yeah. And then you sort of managed your little colony.
Yeah, and you did little quests, but also it was just kind of like a constant, you know, day-night cycle and zombies coming and fighting them off and randomly generated stuff, I think, you know, like weapons and things and, you know, loot drops and stuff.
Open world zombie game.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know. I didn't get into it, basically. But I respect the idea.
And this one looks very similar to that one. So,
right.
Super Meat Boy Forever.
Never played the first.
I fucking love the first.
Did you really?
The first Super Meat Boy, which is coming to Switch soon.
Yeah. It's never appealed to me.
It's really fucking fun. It's just little bite-sized levels that you are very difficult, but it resets you so quickly that you just go again and again and again until you figure it out. And it's just the controls are so tight that you never feel annoyed with the game. You feel annoyed with yourself if you feel annoyed at all, but it's quite fun to do.
Okay. Right.
So I really enjoyed that. Because it's these little levels that you repeat enough times to get good at them. This is an endless randomly generated runner. So it's taking that thing and doing something different with it that I don't know if I will like.
Yeah. It's
kind
like
of the
saying
opposite
like,
thing.
Yeah, like, hey, these guys made pizza. Now they're putting pepperoni on a dog.
That's sick.
It is kind of like saying
that's mad.
Yeah. Imagine putting pepperoni on a dog. That dog would be like, I got to get this pepperoni.
And he's a meat boy.
He's a little meat boy running around going, how do I get this meat in my mouth?
So in a way, that's the best thing I've ever said.
I've talked before when I talked about
Binding of Isaac
that I don't love that guy's style, and the fact that this all... Meat Boy, it all kind of looks pretty much, it just all looks the same. There's no variation in the levels or the design or anything, which...
I reckon give the first one a go when it's on the Switch because I really liked that game back in the day.
I should still give it a crack because enough people do really like it.
The remake of System Shock 1 and System Shock 3... a remake of new.
Yeah.
I don't think 3 will come out this year, but the System Shock 1 remake is... I never really played that one, but I love 2.
I don't think I've played either. Cool. So I'm going to go in and,
yeah.
I assume I'll like it.
You love Bioshock.
Yep.
So it's Bioshock's daddy.
Yeah.
If you love someone, you love their daddy.
That's right.
Interesting theory.
Go on a date.
Interesting theory.
Yeah. If you love the girlfriend, you'll love her dad.
Her daddy.
Go on a date with your girlfriend's dad. The Crew 2, the sequel to The Crew.
Is that a racing game?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm kind of interested.
The gimmick of it was that it was the entirety of America, reduced in size, but you'd race across there. It's an Ubisoft one, so I think you climbed towers in the first one, even though you were in a car. So
right.
But it could be cool, but it's a racing game, so you get it. Yep. Last of Us Part 2, that's not going to come out this year, but I threw it on there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll probably see more of it at E3.
Yeah.
Maybe another fucking trailer where someone gets their head buzzsawed off or whatever.
Good Lord.
I still haven't watched that.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Broken, it's pretty fucking nuts.
Yeah. I found it off-putting. Yeah. Genuinely off-putting, yeah.
Because it's so free of... Anyway, we've talked about that.
We have.
It's so free of context, that trailer. More zombies, The Walking Dead, the final season.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, something with the name The Walking Dead is going to fucking finish, which I'm kind of excited about.
Once again... Not interested.
Yeah.
I am, again, for the sake of completion.
Because you've already played, yeah.
I played the first two, haven't played the third, and we'll probably play the third in the lead up to this one and just get it out of my system.
I love Telltale games now. I didn't initially, and I've come around, and I didn't initially because I didn't like the Walking Dead games.
I wonder if you'd be into the first one again now because you've got this context of liking that rhythm of Telltale games now.
Potentially. I also am just sick of zombie stories.
Yeah.
So,
It is the most sort of generic zombie story as well, where it's the people are the real villains, and it really... Yeah. The first couple of seasons I thought did that well, but yeah, it's tiresome.
Yeah, same with the TV show.
Well, you like Telltale, The Wolf Among Us Season 2?
Okay, maybe this could be my game. Like, this could be it.
You love the first one.
I fucking love it.
Yeah,
so I haven't played that.
I've played it twice through.
Give me one of them and I'll...
that could be great. And I played the first one. Read the comics it was based on, played the first one again and was like, the game's better written than the comics.
I wonder if there'll be, they haven't announced it, but I wonder if there'll be a Game of Thrones Season 2 this year, because you'd think they want to get that out this year if they could.
Yes.
Because, I suppose it's next year.
Or they wait until, They could bring it out in the year between, but that Game of Thrones Telltale Season 1 also really liked it.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Are there any of them? I guess the Minecraft one is the only one you wouldn't have played.
I haven't played the Guardians of the Galaxy one either.
Okay, Borderlands?
Nah, didn't play that. Yeah.
I've heard lots of good things about Tales from the Borderlands.
So have I. I also heard good things about Borderlands and I didn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So. I think the Batman one is out. It's out on Switch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. The first season.
Yeah. I've been meaning to get it.
Yeah, also very good.
Yeah, I need to play the Batman one too. I need to play all of these things.
Feels like a very good one. Those games feel very suited to... sitting in bed on the Switch.
Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect.
There are mobile versions of those games.
Yeah.
That I think aren't terrible.
Yeah.
Because you're just making a series of choices.
And swiping left and right half the time.
You could play that on a fucking Google Home.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Google, I'll remember that.
You could play it on a bloody Texas Instruments calculator.
Oh, a little bit of Drug Wars.
Oh, yes, my dude.
Very nice.
Valkyria Chronicles 4. So, do you remember the first one?
No.
Then we'll move on. this is a Japanese, very, again, Studio Ghibli-looking game.
Yeah.
About sort of this weird war.
Yeah, fake civil war kind of thing.
A bit like World War II-ish or World War I-ish.
Right.
But like that sort of Japanese interpretation of Europe.
Yeah,
that is that very like certain type of architecture.
I might have played this actually. Right. Yeah.
And it was like a tactical kind of turn-based game, and they've done two more that never came out in the West.
Oh, okay.
And this is the fourth one, which they made another one like last year that was a shitty RPG, apparently. Anyway, this looks similar to the first one. The first one was great.
And vaguely, for a comparison, like vaguely XCOM-ish?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Mario Rabbids-ish?
Over-the-shoulder perspective, but yes, that sort of thing. Kind of like Worms, weirdly.
Yeah, okay,
in that it would, that there was kind of a bit of an action element to it slightly as well.
Yep. I remember liking the style and not liking the game.
Right.
So,
so hopefully this one, all style, more substance.
Mm.
A little bit goofy. Only a couple to go.
Good.
I don't know how to pronounce. I don't know how to pronounce this one. Vampyr.
Oh, Vampyr.
It's spelled P L. do you just say vampire if it's V-A-M-P-Y?
I think that's what they're going for, right?
Yeah.
That's they're trying to be clever.
Vampire. Yeah. So that's that vampire game.
Mm-hmm. I don't
It was meant to come out at the end of last year and they
What's
delayed
happening?
It.
A little bit goofy.
I can't remember who was making it, but it was someone with some kind of pedigree, and it was a game about being a vampire in sort of like a steampunk London, and you gotta secretly kill people, you know, you're a vampire.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. I really liked Vampire Bloodlines The Masquerade or whatever it was called.
Some combination of those words.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, vampire already dicey territory. Don't know if I'm into it.
Boy,
and then you said the S word, and I just
steampunk?
Felt the fucking steam engine inside my heart. Yeah. The cylinders just stopped turning.
Oh, no.
Well, my goggles fogged up in how excited I got.
My stovepipe hat went, woo!
I'm wiggling my cane all over the place and yes, ma'aming this because... Oh.
It made my cogs go hard.
Let me check my timepiece to see how much longer this bit should go for.
I don't know a huge amount about that, and it actually looks like it might be a bit dodgy.
Right.
But we'll see. World of Warcraft, classic servers / that new expansion. I've been thinking about World of Warcraft lately, and I'm furious with myself.
I am tempted to go in, and especially if it's kind of a quieter year games-wise.
Yeah, maybe, exactly. Yeah. If there's a bit of a gap there, let's fucking fill that gap and the hole in our lives with a little bit of massively multiplayer online
role-playing
games. Yeah, I'm interested to see how they implement that and whether or not they can convince people to come back.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yakuza 6.
Oh, yeah.
The Song of Life. I really want to play one of the Yakuza games one day.
Yeah, same.
They
look cool.
Exactly up my alley of this wacky shit mixed with this cool shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
That's
what I like to think this podcast is.
A bit of wacky shit mixed with cool shit. Fucking, what's his name?
Greg. Donald.
I've forgotten it again. Evil Knievel.
Homer Simpson. Oh, Evil Knievel.
He's wacky but cool.
Yeah.
Like, look at his costume.
Is that wacky though? Is jumping over a bunch of buses wacky?
I was going to say, is it cool?
Tassels. Both.
Okay.
He knew what the fuck was up. And I'll tell you what was up. His motorbike in the air. Yeah, I still haven't played. I think I want to play Yakuza 0 from last year.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where I'll go in.
Because
it's
a good entry point. That 80s Japan thing is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's sick, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we should all just play that instead of 6.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the boss.
Yeah.
You're the boss.
Hey, put them tools down. What a boss is
a man
saying.
Who's never had a boss.
Yeah, I'm just so unprepared for a managerial role
that
I can't
true.
Even fake one. I've had bosses.
Yeah. No wonder your first thing you're saying is put those tools down.
Stop working. Stop working immediately.
Why don't our profits higher?
Why do you keep working? Speaking of not working, Yoshi is the last one I got here.
Working title?
That's coming up again. Working title. Looks like the sort of Yoshi game they've been making for a little bit now, the kind of basic.
Yeah.
Always like weird kind of craft stuff in it.
Yep.
Similar.
Looks nice.
Was this like cardboard time?
I think it was wool again, like cardboardy.
No, it's more cardboard and you can kind of like go around the back of the levels and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So this and Kirby were the kind of the most, well, really the only fully formed Nintendo things that we saw at E3.
Yeah.
For 2018.
Yeah.
And they both look extremely simplistic and like fine.
Yeah.
Probably a decent little time killer. But yeah, the big thing is, when are we going to find out more about Nintendo's year?
Totally. Because that list of games, you got a fuckload of shit for other things.
Yeah.
But the Switch.
Please don't swear
dry.
So much.
Can't. I'm that, sorry.
That can't be. That can't be all they've got. Yeah. I would not be surprised if they're. Well, I heard a rumor that there's a big Nintendo Direct happening start of Jan. Right, there was right. something about some leaked internal email to some other company.
Do you know what? There's a Fire Emblem game as well.
Oh,
I
yeah.
forgot to put on here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pokemon, Metroid, there's all this stuff that we don't know. I would think there's perhaps something that they have up their sleeves that they've not shown us any of.
What could that be?
Yeah, what else
I
is
don't
there?
Know. I mean,
Smash Bros. Hasn't been
I guess would, so, yeah.
I would think that there's got to be some other big single-player game in the works.
Yeah.
So I reckon
Donkey Kong?
Based on there being...
Could
you
be a
know,
new thing.
Yeah, maybe. Based on there being this year being sort of tentpoled by Breath of the Wild and Odyssey. Sorry, last year.
Yep.
You would... think hopefully that they've looked at that having been successful for them and going, let's replicate that.
Exactly.
That's what people love on this system. It would be such a shame, and who knows, they perfectly could fuck it. I mean, they had a pretty bumper 2017 year by any measure. But now, I mean, the real test is, can you back
album.
It up, keep it consistent?
And you wouldn't think that Kirby and Yoshi can be those two tentpoles.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy?
To me, Kirby
well?
And Yoshi are like the arms in Splatoon 2. Fine, if you're into it, they're there.
Totally.
But, you know, they're good filler in between the other stuff.
Yeah. 100%. I think Pokemon will come out at the end of the year. I think they kind of have to. And apparently the more recently released ones, the, what are they called, like Ultra Sun and Moon?
Sun and Moon, yeah. Ultra Sun and Moon.
Not very well received because they weren't that different,
right?
Which suggests they've been working on something else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They you know, they didn't show off any Metroid. They didn't show off any Pokemon. And who knows that – sorry, at E3, I mean.
Yeah.
That may – you know, that would suggest that they're not – that there's nothing to show. But I think maybe they were just really wanting to focus on – at the time, they really revealed a lot more of Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen any of the capturing element at that point. So I think maybe they were just saving –
their oh, that's right.
juice
yeah.
for that because, like, you think about it. I mean, by all reports, Mario was done at the start of last year.
Yes.
That it was
like
ready
it
to go at the start of 2017. You know, Zelda's out. Kind of everything's out. So there's kind of all these teams within Nintendo that, as far as we know, have been doing, you know, we haven't seen any of what they're doing. So
Retro.
To me, it's entirely feasible.
Oh,
well, yeah, Retro
working
aren't working
on
this Metroid. We don't know what they're doing. They haven't announced anything.
And I think they've said it's not Donkey Kong.
Right.
I feel like that was said at some point. I don't know.
So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited to see what there's a lot of, there's just all these teams in there that have, as far as we know, at least a year and a half clean for whatever they've been working
it's
on.
It's kind of cool to be coming into another year with a huge question mark over Nintendo again.
Totally.
Like, but also I think having the confidence that they'll probably pull it out like they did last year.
Yeah. Exactly. Like after they just smashed that question mark to pieces.
Yeah, using their head.
Actually, they use their fists.
I still don't believe that.
apparently
they better do it though, because I could see them just fucking watching it as well. That's always the risk with them.
Big time. Yeah, you never know. But, like, hopefully, I mean, everything we've seen this year speaks to a different approach by
completely.
Them.
But then you still have to look at the fucking four or whatever years previous to that of the Wii U, where it's like, I guess a bad Paper Mario and a bad Star Fox.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
But the difference is the Wii U just got off to a bad start as well.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's
it
true.
Just never had the...
But I guess also the Wii started off extremely strongly and tailed off in a big way.
Yeah, completely.
It did. It really did, yeah.
It will be interesting to see third-party support this year. Like, now that it's like a definite, incontrovertible success, what will, A, announcements for it be for next year, and B, like, how quickly they can get games coming out at parity with that?
Well,
and
I'm pretty sure we did this last year, but do we want to do some grand predictions? For the
All
year.
Right, we can predict real grandly. I don't have any yet. Ben, why don't you start?
I predict that Red Dead Redemption 2 will have some kind of disappointing multiplayer microtransaction thing.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's a sad one. Do a happy one now.
Okay, I predict that one of those Nintendo games that they've announced will be really, really good.
Okay.
I think
that
we'll
is happy.
See.
Sure.
I think we'll see some form of GTA on the Switch.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Like a side game?
Maybe, or maybe an old port.
Yeah.
But I reckon...
Christmas time.
We'll start to see a bit more third... Yeah, more third-party support.
Yeah, okay.
Is my prediction.
Okay.
I'm going to make a wild-ass prediction here that I think's wrong. We might see something... We're going to start seeing pretty knowing rumors of a PS5.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And I think Microsoft will do something fucking nuts with the Xbox in terms of making it less of a console and more of a PC platform type thing.
Right.
And
like, with your augmented reality.
Exactly.
LinkedIn.
Like,
I reckon
do
there'll
this
be some
anywhere type of thing.
Big yeah, bananas okay. announcement from Microsoft. At E3.
Yeah.
Because they need to pull something.
It's going to be a Hail Mary, yeah.
There'll be a lot of money spent on acquiring fucking someone.
And it'll be
imagine
something...
like Rockstar or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it'll be something potentially great, but like a big, big, all right, fuck it, here we go.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
this or bust.
Totally.
Which they kind of need to because it seems like people just, they don't have that edge.
Totally,
that,
yeah. yeah. Xbox Hail Mary and Sony... kind of ramping up their thing into like, let's do this again with a PS5. Because
Sony are kind of in the sweetest position. Like
they are, but they were for the PS2 as well. And then they did the PS3, which was them being really confident and going like, hey, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And they got overconfident and released it too late after the 360 and all that
right,
sort of stuff.
Right.
So they struggled.
Right. Yeah, it didn't fuck them though.
No, but I reckon I can imagine. No, but they caught up at the first half of that generation. They were a bit fucked.
Yeah, right.
I
can see the what's it called? Anthem tanking BioWare.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
totally.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what'll happen with like EA this year, cuz they seem in a weird spot.
Yeah.
They didn't release many games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that they did had huge fucking backlashes to
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Some form of Mario Odyssey DLC or sequel or sequel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it just reeks of a thing like Galaxy where there would have been so much on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. I'll probably crank it up to 6 burgers.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
You'll actually hit the half does.
Nice. Oh, I'm going to eat more scones.
Half does, I call it. Half does, does, does.
Yeah, it's hard to predict because it's not like a, you know, it felt like there were kind of, I mean, the Switch coming out was a bigger question mark, whereas this is just like, oh, well, maybe they'll put more games out or they won't.
Yeah.
Maybe these other ones will be good or they won't. And in terms of industry game-changing stuff, it feels like VR, in terms of the PSVR, still hasn't really landed in any significant way. So
everyone's kind of stepped back a little bit.
Yeah, so perhaps this is the year where it just...
fizzles.
Fades away. In the first half of the year, it needs something. The Doom thing, if that's good, that's a step in the right direction.
I don't think it'll be that.
But
I have a feeling that the other platforms, your Oculuses and your Vives, are still kind of plugging along pretty okay.
Yeah, they're just very niche still. It needs to be that thing where it's a decent price, it's wireless, it's easy to set up, you don't need a huge fucking room. Like, all that sort of technical stuff they need to fix, and then someone will make that great game for it.
Yeah.
I think what would be better is, like, rather than... And kind of, I guess this is kind of what Doom is, but, you know, you bring out a really great game that's just a standalone game that people are really into, and then you bring out a VR component as DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, hey, now that you've finished it and you're aware of the world and you know, if you liked the characters and everything in there enough, here's a little 10-minute, you know, little mini roller coaster thing where you go through the world. That kind of thing would be really cool.
Yeah. I kind of think the opposite.
Yeah, I think so
I think that they need to bring out a game that is like... everyone's into it, everyone's like playing it every day, like it's like a World of Warcraft where a lot of people are like, cool, I'm in this, I'm playing with friends and I have an impetus to play this every day, and it just that I think it has to be so big that it gets everyone into it.
Yeah,
but maybe it's just not different enough from playing a game on a TV that sort of thing will be done.
Potentially.
I've enjoyed using ours, but really only for the novelty of like when I'm with a couple of friends, it's like, hey, cool, let's all pass this around. There's nothing that's made me go, this is, there's nothing that's made me overcome how dumb it feels to sit there with the thing on and all the hassle of plugging it in and having it all, you know.
Novelty is absolutely the word as well.
Yeah.
See,
and I don't think it can move past that.
I if No Man's Sky was a VR game,
yeah,
I would never stop playing. So I think that kind of game of like...
Do you think so? Because yeah. it's just that little bit uncomfortable, that little bit worse looking, that little bit sickly.
Nah, because I was playing it just in the theater mode where it just makes it really big and I was like, this is fucking awesome. Okay. It's so cool. So
I really like that Batman one. It was short, but I like that sort of thing. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Not us. That's why we did this prediction podcast.
All right. Well, that's our look ahead at 2018. There's some good stuff there. And it is a bit of a relief to know that, hey, maybe there's only three or four massive things that we get super hooked on, but that's means that the schedule can actually be devoted to them.
Totally. And maybe we'll answer more listener questions this year.
Maybe we'll have to.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks very much for listening. As always, filthycasuals.com.au for links to our bonus episodes, the Patreon, information about what we've got coming up, all that sort of stuff. Thank you for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
2018, feeling great-ing. I did your thing. You can't say it's bad. I did. It's yours.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.